This meeting is being recorded.
The meeting will come to order, and we will begin with a flag salute.
Nice.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And someone is speaking in the background. I'm going to go find out who that is. Steve Frisker, could you mute your phone? And if you're in trouble, I will mute you. Thank you. This is, and John Drill, yours is spilling over. This is Monday, April 13th, 2020. This is a virtual public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the front door of the municipal building, and fax to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Here.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
They've got a phone and their computer on. We're getting bad feedback.
It was Cheryl Lewis. Cheryl, I muted you, but I'll let you.
I turned off the phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I was up to Mr. Roberts.
Did you hear me?
No, but you're there. Okay, got you now. Thank you. Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You have a quorum and a full board, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then, Denise, if you just mute yours while we go on. So looking at the agenda, let me pull that back up on the screen. We've completed A, B, C, D. New business, we have vouchers. I reviewed the vouchers. It was a small stack. I will move that we approve payment of the bills, and could I have a second on that, please?
Second.
And who was that seconded? If you could just identify yourself.
Sharon Stevens, second motion.
Tom, I forgot.
So Sharon.
Jackie Clapp requested anytime anyone speaks, even though we can see faces, anytime anyone speaks, please say your name. She's taking this down.
Okay. Sharon Stevens, that was you that seconded.
Yes. Sharon Stevens, I second the motion.
Okay. And Denise, I think we've ought to just do roll call because it would be too hard if people shout out. So if you'd call the roll, please, on approval of paying the vouchers.
Yes, and also I second what Jackie's request is because I will need that as well, just in case I take my eyes off the screen if I'm writing, taking notes.
Right.
Okay.
Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Yes.
Approve, I guess I'm supposed to say. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts? Mr. Roberts?
Again.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I did not. Okay, we got through one. Because got through one. That was good. Okay, meeting minutes, we have none, but Denise, you're going to have one set of meetings for next call. Is that correct?
That is my intention, yes.
Okay. Cheryl Lewis, could you please mute your phone? Do you know how to do that?
I'm on the computer. If I mute, that's what I've been trying to do. If I mute using the icons that are here, then I can't hear you. So I'm doing something wrong. I can't seem to be able to mute it so that I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Near the top, your view is different from mine. Hey, Dave Pfeffer, can you see what the control is that she ought to be using to mute herself?
She's on an iPhone or your – yeah, I guess you're on
an iPhone. She's on the computer. On
the computer. Yeah, so on the – if you're, like, moving your mouse over, like, the where it shows the agenda, you'll notice at the bottom there's, like, seven or eight whatever controls. It's the bottom left one that says mute.
But when I mute that, then I can't hear you.
No, so that – I think you're hitting the – I don't know. There's –
It's like a microphone that's crossed off, right?
Yeah, that shouldn't be doing that. That should be only disabling your sound input.
I'll try it again.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
I'll try it again.
Right. Thank you, David. So, Denise, you'll have one set of minutes for us in the next meeting. Is that right? Maybe 2 minutes from this meeting also? Are you there, Denise? You're on mute.
That is my intention, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Resolutions, we have none. John, you have one resolution in the queue. Is that correct?
I believe so. Can you just remind me which one?
Baker.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. Let me just tell you the status of Baker. Bear with me.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'm going to cheat. Katie, do you know what the status of Baker is?
I do. I'm in the middle. It's a very long resolution. There's a lot of relief, and I'm close to finishing it. So,
so Tom, don't count on Baker for April 27. Count on it for May. If we get it, okay. We get it. Because this one's going to go to George Diltz for a very thorough review to make sure that we have it right.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks. And looking forward to next meeting, which is, I'm going to spin around, look at my calendar, on the 27th, currently scheduled for 7 p.m. We can talk about that. But, Denise, could you talk about the two cases that we have coming up for the 27th?
Procedurally, nothing in substance.
Okay, so we have two applications that I'm planning to have on the agenda in this order. The Joseph Smeltzer application, which is a residential variance, and bulk variance. And then we have an application for the borough of Highbridge, which is a waiver of site plan with a bulk and use variance to install a generator for the existing well pump.
An emergency generator, correct?
Emergency generator, yes, and they have a FEMA grant in order to install that generator.
Okay. Great. And do we have anyone from Borough of Highbridge on? I think we have a couple today. Are you guys comfortable? Yeah. Are you guys comfortable with the format that we're using, the WebEx, being able to present documents?
Yeah, this is Bill Burr. Can you hear me?
Ken, Bill, how are you?
I'm good. So I'm the borough engineer for Highbridge. And yeah, I think so far it looks good. Steve looks like he may be anxious to ask a question, but no, it looks okay from my end.
Hey, Bill, have you done this before? Do you know how to share a document? If I made you the presenter, could you bring something up and show us that you know how to do it?
No, I have not shared on this platform before.
You want to try? Do you have anything? Are you on your PC or your iPhone right now?
I'm on my laptop. I have a PC.
Have anything you can share? Pictures of your kids?
Yeah, I can give you. I can share you whatever you want. You want me to?
Yeah, sure. Just
Tom, tell them where the share button is.
So I made you. We're going to get to that first. So I made you the presenter, and if you go up to the top of your window. It'll say share, see file, edit, share.
Yep.
And click on share, and then you can share content, and you can share your screen, or you can share a document.
Yeah, I'll just share my screen since.
There we go.
So thank you for using Cisco WebEx. That's good. And do you have any document, any Word or Excel or anything at all you could show us?
Let me
Nothing off color.
Yeah. I'm just trying to. All right, let me back out.
Don't disconnect.
And don't show us your email either.
No, well, now I have the Cisco WebEx page up. Thanks for using. Let me get back.
How about this? Yeah, if you have any document, a Word document, a photograph, anything at all.
He's having trouble getting there. Can you tell him how to get there?
I'm trying to get there.
Well, you just have to open it on your PC. How do you normally open a Word document?
You see my screen right now?
Yeah, we see your full screen right now.
Here. Do you see this?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. I see it right now.
Oh, okay.
Boundbrook Land Use Bond. Perfect. That's exactly what we needed you to do. Thank you.
Okay.
So that's what we'll ask you to do during public hearing, just like that.
No problem.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Denise.
I have a question for you and for John. John, when we discussed exhibits for applications earlier on, we had discussed that the applicant should send them in to me electronically a few days before the meeting.
Correct.
If they're going to show it on WebEx, they still need to send it to me ahead of time, correct?
Right. And Tom, here's the issue. If you have a member of the public who doesn't have a computer, has to call in. The issue is that if the applicant is showing an exhibit for the first time during the WebEx meeting and the member of the public doesn't have access to a computer, again, it's not really the board's problem, it's more the applicant's problem, but I'm trying to eliminate appealable issues. So if the applicant knows that they're going to be submitting exhibits or showing something, email them to Denise. She'll put them up on the website. And so if someone calls in and says, what are you looking at? And Denise can direct that person to the website to look at the exhibit.
Okay.
We're a little in the wild, wild west here. And it's really the applicant, just like Tom, sometimes when there's a questionable notice, but it's not like I feel comfortable saying, no, the notice is defective, but I'm not comfortable saying the notice is perfect. And we tell the applicant you're proceeding at your own risk. So we're telling all these applicants they're all proceeding at their own risk as we do this with these virtual meetings. So if, let's say, the board grants an approval and someone appeals, my advice to the board is going to be don't defend. Let the applicant defend. The board will, do whatever the court says. But to try to decrease any appealable issues, applicants – should, in my opinion, submit all exhibits ahead of time.
Okay. So maybe the preferred practice then is instead of having the applicant share, I don't know, we could share something that's in the Box account. Maybe Denise, you could do it.
That would be a better practice, in my opinion.
Yes. Okay. That's what we had kind of discussed. So if I got, for example, my request would be by the Thursday prior to the meeting. So if I receive any exhibits, I load them up into the box along with the rest of the application, and then everything pertaining to that application in a separate folder viewable.
Okay, sounds good. I noticed we have a couple of things about WebEx. Can you, John or Denise, can you see my screen where it lists all of the participants?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
so a couple of comments I want to make. One is, as host, I have the ability to turn off privileges so no one can present unless I pass the control to them. So that protects against a concern that one of the board members raised, that someone's going to come in and bring up something that's inappropriate for me. They can't do that unless I pass them privileges. The second thing is we can see who all of the people are. And I see one person dialed in. I didn't rename them, 908735. Who is that person? Do you care to identify yourself?
Tom, that was me, Dan McDiernan. I had gotten in on the WebEx.
Okay.
Couldn't hear any sound. I had to get off of that. It took me a while to get back on.
All right. So I have the ability to go in and rename this so people can see now everyone that is on the bridge. That's a good thing.
You want to mention what you and I talked about before, that if someone doesn't identify themselves, what I've advised you to do about that?
Sure. Let me do a couple other things, and I'll let you, John, talk about any of the legal issues. We're recording this session, and the recording includes not only what we're saying, but everything that is on the screen, including all of our pictures. Whatever's being shared on the screen will be on the recording, and that'll be we'll have a link. I'll mail that to Denise. She can download the file and save it and post it wherever is necessary. Mail the link to you, Jackie, if that's what you want, in order to do the recording, the journal after the fact. If there is someone that is acting up for some reason, they forget to mute their phone, I can mute them. They can unmute themselves. If someone is disruptive, I can click on their name and just expel them from the meeting. So that's a nice feature. I mentioned earlier on that I've had as many as 500 people on this particular bridge. It works very well for large crowds, and it's easy to keep control over them. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. John, you want to talk about the piece about people who may want to speak?
Two issues. A member of the public can just sit in on a meeting and does not have to identify themselves. So let's say someone calls in, there's a phone number, and the chairman asks them to identify themselves, and the member of the public says, I don't feel like identifying myself. In my opinion, you cannot kick them out. However, during a hearing, in order to ask a question, you must identify yourself. So if the person at that point wants to ask a question and still refuses to identify themselves, in my opinion, the chairman has the right to not allow them to ask a question by simply muting them. Same thing goes for a member of the public wanting to make, you know, sworn comments. They have to identify, and when I say identify, name and address. Now, swearing in, I feel a lot more comfortable swearing people in if I can see them, but we're going to have no choice. If someone doesn't have a computer and they identify themselves and give their address, I'm going to swear them in, you know, over the phone. And if that's of questionable legal validity, you know, so be it. That's another risk the applicant's going to have to take if they want to move their application during this, you know, strange period we're in. Now, board members, legal advice, right? If we're at a board meeting, what do? Sometimes you come out of your chair and you whisper something in my ear, and I say, you know, this is attorney-client privilege advice. Now, what Tom said is critical. This is being recorded. Everything you say or anything you write is being recorded. So if you have a I'm hoping that board members will be able to participate in the meetings on their laptops or on their PCs so that you have your cell phones available. Everyone has my cell phone number. If you have a question and you require legal advice during the meeting, call me on the cell phone. I can mute myself. I can pull myself out of the screen so no one can read my lips, and I can give you legal advice. I will identify that I'm giving legal advice, but if it's attorney-client privilege legal advice, no one is entitled to hear it, and it's not entitled to be recorded. And those are the only two issues, Tom.
Okay, thanks. Last comment I want to make is that there's been some discussion about the best platform to be using. I know some people are using Zoom. This is WebEx. My company, AT&T, has recommended for us employees to use WebEx because Zoom is less secure. It's been hacked in a couple of ways. I don't know all of the details. So WebEx is our platform of choice. So let me stop there. Is anyone that wants to ask any questions about the platform, protocol, make any comments? Anyone at all?
Tom Yeager.
Go ahead, Tom Yeager.
My question would be, you talked about electronic submittal before for Denise. Will there be any plans, paper plans, applications, et cetera, being submitted to Denise so someone from the public that may not have a computer access could at least go there and look at those plans? End of question.
We can answer that. We've thought of that one. There has to be a physical copy of the plan, but what we intend to do is if someone wants to see the plans, they can call the applicant or Denise. The MLUL notice that's going to be going out for these applications is going to have a provision in it that says that if someone wants to see the plans and they don't have access to a computer, they can call up the applicant's attorney or Denise. If they call Denise, Denise is going to direct the applicant or the applicant's attorney to have them delivered to the member of the public so that the member of the public is not coming into the municipal building. The municipal building is closed to the public, but we're putting this burden on the applicant to mail out a copy, and presumably the applicant's going to put the burden on their professional, their engineer, their architect, or whatever.
Okay, thank you.
Other comments, questions?
Tom, can you explain to people, like, how did you know that Tom wanted to ask a question just now?
Well, a couple things. I don't know whether you can see my screen. First, he identified himself by name, which is very helpful. The other thing is that I can see who is speaking, and I don't know if you can you see my mouse moving, John?
Yes.
So when someone speaks, there are little indicators next to their name, and that's how I can tell if someone is making noise in the background and they haven't muted their phone. I have the ability to click on their name and mute them.
But what about
they identify themselves, and I see the icon next to their name.
What if they're muted and they want to speak? Can you explain how you raise your hand, either physically or by clicking on the raise hand button?
Well, they can do that. The easier thing, the thing that we do most often, is people just unmute themselves and say, hey, I have a question. If it gets to be too many people at once, then we'll go for a raise hand. But generally, we don't have to go that route. It's not that – we don't have that many questions, even on large calls. It seems to work okay. People just take their turn, and if two people speak, someone says, you go first. So they can unmute themselves. If we have to go to raise hand, we can do that.
Is there an option somewhere that shows – I know that you can see
– Could you identify yourself, please?
Yep, it's David. Yep, right. It's David Pfeffer.
I know that it's David, but thank you.
I know. So this actually, I guess, goes to what we just did right here, which is besides seeing the person talking, because we can see everyone since there's so many pictures, I know Zoom has an option where it will pop up the name of the current speaker. Does WebEx have that anywhere?
It probably is showing, because when I look, I have another window here, and I can see it's you because your name comes to the top of the list. So the last couple of speakers, John Jarrell spoke before you did, so he's moved down to the number two position. So when you see me speaking, but is my name coming to the top of your picture list?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's how you know the current speaker.
Okay.
This is Dave. This is Dave Roberts. When I'm looking at my phone, it pops up as Dave Pfeffer on the screen, but on the PC, it's different. It highlights his box more or less.
For me, it highlighted your box and also moved you to slot number two. Tom is still slot number one because he's the host.
This is Cheryl Lewis. I don't see myself on any of these, screens at all. Am I?
Cheryl, I can tell your camera is on because I see it's lit up. Your camera is covered with something. You have a piece of tape over it? Or your PC lid is closed. Your camera is working. Something's covering it. And Cheryl, if you would like, call me and I'll do a one-on-one session with you sometime during the week. Your camera's definitely working, though.
Tom, you ready for a dumb question?
I hope not, because if I can't answer, what does that say about me?
You have your picture by your name. If we want to have our picture by our name, how do we do that?
Well, I have a WebEx account, and I went in and put my picture in there when I established my account. I don't know if people that are casual users can do that. I don't know, John. I'll check that out.
Thank you.
Okay. What else? Other questions, suggestions? Are we missing anything?
I think we're in good shape. I think you did a good job.
Because I do too many of these each day. Okay, if anyone has trouble with this, call me. We'll do a one-on-one during the week. Otherwise, we'll do this. And I guess the last question is time for our meeting on the 27th. Denise, right now it's set for 7 p.m.? That's the standard time?
Yes, regular time, 7 p.m.
Great.
Okay. Okay, thanks everyone. So meeting is adjourned as of 6:31.
Do we need a motion?
Do me a favor. Let's need a motion. It's not like one of your calls where you can adjourn them.
Yeah, right. Got a meeting to adjourn, motion to adjourn. And who was that, please?
David Pfeffer.
David, we need to you have to work on that, David.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be tough for me. I'm going to work on that, though.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll remind you. And could I have a second on that, please?
Yeah, and Stephen's second.
Okay, thanks. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Dr. Lewis?
Yes. Yes, here.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned. Okay, thanks, everybody. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you.